Well, think about it this way. If you were to go to a social event, some sort of networking event offline, let's say you're going to a mixer or a cocktail party somewhere that has a business or professional bend to it. And so you walk in the room and you sort of walk around and you sort of eavesdrop in on the conversations, or maybe look for someone you know who can introduce you to some folks. And you just eventually, you know, gravitate toward a smaller group of people that are talking about a topic that you overhear that might be of interest to you. And so you stand near the circle until they recognize you and expand the circle a little bit, let you in on the conversation, you introduce yourself, and then you talk about what they're talking about for a while. And then you wait for someone to say, well, hey, Jason, tell us a little bit about you. Well, that's your first opportunity to tell people what you do. You don't want to sell them anything at that moment. You just want to tell them what you do. And that might spark more questions. They may allow you to go into a deep dive about your art or your music or your business. And if the topic is interesting to them, you'll be the center of the conversation for a little while. Now, that may happen, or it may take you some time connecting and communicating with these little pockets of conversations at a couple of different networking events before people really get to know who you are and think, you know what, I'm going to check out that guy's artwork, or I'm going to go listen to her recital this weekend because she seems really smart and really talented. I'd love to hear her play. And so eventually, over time, you build these friendships, these relationships. They might be superficial or they might be deep, but you build an audience of people that likes you because of who you are and what you bring to the conversation, not about yourself, but what you bring to the conversation about what they're interested in or what they're talking about. If you translate that to the online world, that's exactly what Twitter is. You're sort of eavesdropping on other people's conversations until you find someone who's talking about something that you can chime in on or you have something to say about. And then eventually somebody's going to, maybe they don't ask you what you do, but they're going to click through the links on your Twitter profile and see your website or see your LinkedIn profile or even see your Facebook and go, oh, wow, this guy's an artist. This is pretty interesting. And so, again, it's that natural evolution over time of collecting friends and fans and followers until all of a sudden when you're ready to open up your gallery showing, you've got a couple thousand people there at your fingertip that you can say, hey, my gallery showing opens tomorrow. I'll see you there. And you get people to come.
So our artists should have Twitter. They should have Facebook. They should have LinkedIn. What about anything in the future that you see, a new trend or anything? You say social media is not going away, that people want to watch for, something new that they're going to want to do in, let's say, 2012.
Well, I think the big thing that the future holds is really unclear because marketers are still trying to figure out how to use these platforms really, really well. And individuals are too. I think location-based social networks like Foursquare are going to continue to play an important part in how we connect with other people and how we review products and services. Now, that may not necessarily be the most compelling thing for a college student to understand now, but as you evolve and as you grow into the business world, you have to understand that the optimal marketing communications is one that meets the relevant audience at a relevant time, in a relevant place, and with a relevant message. And the relevant place is important, and it's going to become more important because with mobile being such a big part of what people use in their day-to-day lives these days with smartphones and so on and so forth, marketers are finding ways, and you are going to end up being a marketer at some point. Maybe it's for your own personal hobby, or maybe it's for the business that you work for. But you have to think like that when you're thinking about social media in terms of a business proposition. And so you're going to need to understand how location plays into the audience you're trying to reach. Can you deliver them a relevant invitation or message or coupon or deal at the right time and in the right location? So I think location-based services have a world of potential that is yet to be untapped. And I think understanding them will help us understand mobile marketing a lot better, and that's something to watch out for.